Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fighting the info war this Friday, the 26th day of August, 2005. I'm not Alex Jones, though we're often mistaken for each other. I'm Jack Blood. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back on Monday. He's been on assignment all week, and I know you've missed the news. We have a ton of news to report. But before we get to that, I want to introduce my co-host today, the one and only GCN host, Erskine. Erskine, good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you, Jack. And there is a lot of news, starting with the big hurricane that's coming through. There's a natural disaster that is certainly going to cause some havoc. And we've got a lot more hurricanes coming up through Florida, according to every report I've seen.
They reported that as a tropical storm, Erskine. And now I'm seeing the deaths roll in. And I heard Rush Limbaugh yesterday complaining about it. He was living in the path of the hurricane, and we could only hope that something might have happened to Rush Limbaugh. No, we shouldn't say that. We have to love our neighbors, don't we, Erskine?
You're sounding like Pat Robertson. Now get out of here. I'm not going to go for that. No.
We should take out Rush Limbaugh. He should be assassinated.
Hey,
I didn't say that. I'm sorry. Okay, I went through the whole progression of the Robertson story. I didn't say I should assassinate anybody, even though I said it, and now I'm sorry for it.
Yes, I thought that was the funniest part about the Pat Robertson story, or the strangest part, was not the fact of what he said, because he's been saying strange things forever, but the fact that he actually tried to deny it.
Yeah, even though he was on the record, and we played that on my program. Of course, people know I do Deadline Live right after this program, Erskine, and we played the audio right when that came out. And, yeah, that's exactly what he said. But I don't know if people are burned out on this story yet. I was rather appalled to hear some of the neocons, most particularly Tony Blankley from the Washington Times, who, if you remember, Erskine, just not too long ago, called for the assassination of Stan Goff and other independent alternative media writers for being traitors to their country. But he was on, and he was basically saying, anyone that ties Pat Robertson to George W. Bush is also a traitor, and of course we're hearing this in just about every news commentary, they are aiding and abetting the enemy.
Aiding and abetting the enemy, I'll tell you, that has really become a cause word. However, it seems like that what we're seeing in America today is that the truth doesn't matter. We're being lied to by preachers, yes. By our politicians, yes. We're being lied to everywhere you turn are lies on top of lies. Why don't people stand up and call these people what they are, a group of liars? From the president, who lied about the weapons of mass destruction, to the Pat Robertson, who lied about saying he didn't even say what he did about the assassination. I mean, what is it that the truth no longer seems to matter?
Well, they're telling the truth up in Crawford, Texas today, and I'm going to give some instructions for the listeners to come out with us tomorrow on Saturday to aid Cindy Sheehan in her effort this Saturday. You know, we got a ton of news to report, and I'm just going to run down a couple of the headlines we'll be covering in today's show, Erskine. First of all, talking about Hugo Chavez, he's offering cheap gas to the poor in the United States, being the communist enemy that he is. Also, right off of Infowars.com, bus bomber stopped for a Big Mac before the killing started. I'm sure people will be interested in how these bombers who hate the West and hate our freedom are going to McDonald's before the bomb. And then, of course, there's some contradictions in that story that we're going to point out. Also, on that shoot to kill, the gentleman from Argentina, or was it Argentina? I might not be correct on that.
Brazil,
that's right, who was shot on the train. A lot of new information coming in on that. Tony Blair will be joining the Carlyle Group once he's stepping down from Prime Minister. Some more Karl Rove information and Bush's info war. These are just some of the issues I think we can cover on today's program. I'm Jack Blood. We're sitting in for the one and only Alex Jones. Also riding with us today, the one and only Erskine. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back right after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The one and only Genesis Communications Radio Network, your first source for real news, for alternative news. As I like to say on my show, we here at Genesis don't cover the news, we uncover the news. And this is, of course, all the news and information fit to suppress. Welcome back to the Alex Jones program. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex today. And, of course, my show, Deadline Live, is also on Genesis. I come on just after the Alex Jones show, Monday through Friday. Also have my buddy Erskine riding shotgun with us. Erskine's program is also on Genesis, and Saturday nights, 12 midnight Eastern Time.
That's right, and this weekend we're going to have a gentleman talking about gambling and the prison system, and someone else talking about energy, how the energy companies may have shot themselves in the foot when they went over $3. There are lots and lots of alternatives out there. There's an issue I'd like to bring up, Jack, and that's the American Legion has declared war on the protesters. Now, you've got Cindy down in Crawford. Now, what's there not to like? Cindy Crawford. Look at it. Sounds good. It's a beautiful situation. But you've got Cindy Sheehan down there. You've got a lot of people, a lot of the soldiers coming back who are talking about this. You've got the war that started with a lie, and you've got the American Legion declaring war and saying that they're all traitors for protesting. You've got the Vietnam War veterans who are not saying that. You've got a number of other groups who are not saying that. What is going on with the American Legion?
Well, of course, they're marching in lockstep with this militarized society. You know, I got to tell you, I've just been rereading The Prince by Machiavelli, And he talks about always being in a state of war. A prince is always going to be having war. A prince is always, you know, running up his military if he wants to be a good prince. I think in many ways, George W. Bush and his crew have been studying this, and we know that the New World Order for the last 4 or 5 centuries have taken his words to heart. And we're really living in this Machiavellian time, I got to tell you.
We certainly are, and there's a lot of changes. However, one of the things that Mr. Bush has done is united the world. Against this, but he's united the world. And we're seeing this in the war games between Russia and China. This is something which we would not have seen before, but it looks to me like the Cold War is reopening thanks to some of the excursions which have occurred.
Erskine, I just had a report up on my website, jackblood.com. Russia and China work together to form New World Order in the 21st century. This is a little bit of copy, Erskine, out of the People. Yes, they have People magazine in China now, of course, among many other things. Russia and China are working together to help form a New World Order in the 21st century that will be based on multipolarity. This is one of your favorite buzzwords, Erskine, polarity. Respect for international law and a leading role for the United Nations.
Look at it, New World Order number 2. We've got 2 New World Orders competing, so here we go again.
Well,
like
are they
competing?
Are they competing? Because, as you say, Russia and China are out having war games, extensive war games, and they've been doing this for the last year or two now. War games designed to have a world war against the West. Meanwhile, we're here being the bad cop, as you just mentioned, Erskine, and who is the good cop, according to Russia and China and just about everybody else? It's the United Nations and Kofi Annan. I mean, Bill Clinton.
Absolutely. So there we go. This is the way it's setting up. But the only thing that we could have that could be a positive is if we have a war among the elitists to where they battle each other. And that could be exactly what may be coming down, because I have a feeling that it isn't over till it's over. Now, they also was a new meeting over at Bohemian Grove. Is that this weekend?
No, they've been having it. In fact, we've been tracking that, and I have some information also about that on my website. They've been flying in, and their limos have been rolling up to the lakeside chats. A couple of interesting notes. Of course, Colin Powell showed his face there. He's now a member of Bohemian Grove, as he's just joined a very exclusive elite law firm. Also, Bill Frist was speaking at Bohemian Grove and started laying into some of his Christian ideology, and they got very, very upset. They don't like when people bring in their Christian ideology and mentality into Bohemian Grove, and he was quickly rebuked.
No, you can't worship an owl and Jesus at the same time. It really makes it a tough scenario to do, doesn't it?
Well, their phony Christian mentality and ideology is good for the world and for the newspapers, a good reason to go to war against the Muslims. Just don't bring it into Bohemian Grove, where we're talking about how we're going to run the world. Also, a number of military people were speaking at the Grove, saying that we will be in Iraq for 10 years. And not even the worst-case scenario, but pretty much guaranteeing. We've heard 5 years, and now it looks like 5 to 10 years. So as we're calling for the pullout of our troops from Iraq, and I interviewed a Marine yesterday, a National Guardsman, who joined the Marines, and, you know, even they want to get out. They say that the government is not supported by the people over there, contrary to the propaganda and the psyops we get here through the mainstream media, that the people are very upset over there and that we're just antagonizing things by hanging around. But 10 years, that's what they say at the Grove.
But they're looking very, very close to a civil war. Iraq is very close to a meltdown, and instead of withdrawing troops, we're promising to send more troops and extend it out for 10 years. We're building how many bases in Iraq right now? These are not temporary bases we're building. They are permanent enclaves.
No, we will be there for decades with those military bases, or until something happens to kind of wipe the slate clean. But, you know, they're redrawing the map over there again in the Middle East and stealing all of their resources. The bloodsuckers known as the IMF and the World Bank swooping down on the Iraqi people as we spread democracy and freedom, Erskine.
The other thing that I found very interesting is that we are hiring troops from other countries at cut-rate bargains.
Mercenaries.
We have troops from South American countries going in there for half the price that American troops are charging, and therefore we're even outsourcing our military. I mean, this is
the bottom line. We have been doing this for a long, long time. I've done a number of interviews on this. The interesting thing is those Colombian troops that are going in for mercenaries are going in for half price. Do you know that they'll be making roughly $500 to $1,000 a day? That's half price for the mercenaries.
Absolutely.
I'd like
that's
to make that kind of money. Maybe I should go to Iraq as a mercenary.
Half-price troops, cutting out the military. I mean, it's one thing to outsource everything that you've got, but then when you outsource the military, isn't that the bottom line of a decaying country when they are outsourcing their own military?
Well, you know, honestly, it doesn't make sense. And going back to Machiavelli, he was strongly against using mercenaries for your military because they're not loyal. They won't fight in a real war. They'll sell out to the highest bidder. Of course, we're seeing that now with P2OG, with some of these mercenaries actually attacking our troops. But even more importantly, and this is why Bush and Rove and these guys put these mercenaries, these contractors in, and why Rumsfeld loves them, is because they don't have accountability. So if they do something wrong, if they start raping children or torturing Iraqis or even shooting at our own troops, we can simply write them off as rogue elements and no one has to take responsibility for the chain of command.
The other thing that's so interesting is that they are trying to make the Iraqi army build it back up so that they'll have local this, that, and the other. But they're finding that probably a huge percentage happen to be those who are against the Americans being there. And so we're building up an army to attack us again.
Giant bullseyes, and as you say, we're sending more bullseyes to Iraq as we speak, which of course will result in more body bags and more bad news in Iraq. And I guess, you know, and I want to cover this story about the bus bomber stopping for a Big Mac because there's some serious contradictions in this story. But before I do, I mean, we have to remind ourselves that there is a lot of bad news in Iraq. We know that. That's what we talk about. And I know that the Bush administration, Erskine, complains that we're not covering all the good news in Iraq. What's wrong with us? We must be with Al-Qaeda.
Well, they built a couple of schools, and that's good news. That's very, very good news. After we bomb them, then they build them. So
the new Iraqi constitution will actually strip women of their rights as it stands now. It is not a separation of church and state. I think they're arguing over federalism now. We have a problem with that here in this country, part of the John Roberts Supreme Court nomination debate, federalism, the amount of power that the states have, and that's another problem they're having in Iraq. Of course, there's also a little issue about their Second Amendment rights, their rights to own and bear arms and have well-regulated and well-organized militias. So it looks like a lot of freedom there in Iraq, and the rhetoric, of course, Erskine, is it took us 250 years to have our freedom. It'll take them that long.
Yeah, right. It took us 250 years to lose our freedom. But the fact that I would also like to bring up and that is critical is you've got the governor, Bill Richardson, the first Hispanic governor in the United States. You've got Governor Janet Napolitano, and you've got Governor Schwarzenegger very close to.
And the governor in Virginia.
Two governors have declared a state of emergency with the border, and we're sending more troops to Iraq. Now, is there a problem? We've got a war on terrorism and open border with Mexico that two governors are declaring a state of emergency. How can you justify what they have in the clampdown on the American people when they've got open borders with Mexico?
You know, I have a lot of immigration news, and when you bring up the state of emergency, and it's also coming out now that the governor of Virginia wants to declare a state of emergency. He's not even on the border, Erskine, and he has an immigration problem there, something they need to fight. But it's also, you know, I think a bit of a dichotomy. It's a bit of a conundrum because state of emergency generally takes powers away from the people and gives them to the government, something we're certainly not going to advocate. But this seems to be the only way for the states to take back the power to defend their own borders because the federal government isn't doing it. Now, I have a ton of immigration news to depart to the listeners today, but here's just one little tidbit, Erskine. The cost of illegal immigration in Texas, this is a lowball estimate. This is what we're paying just in Texas for illegal immigration, $4.7 billion a year to educate them for the medical, for the law enforcement, the crime, everything that goes along with illegal immigration. $4.7 billion a year out of our state budget to pay for this, what is basically a national problem.
Now, Jack, what's this I hear about teachers in Texas having to learn Spanish?
Well, they'd be way behind the times, Erskine, I'm sure, if they don't know Spanish by now. Just amazing. And, you know, this is why the classes are overcrowded. Our children aren't being indoctrinated as well as they could be with smaller classes. Just one of the other symptoms to the overall problem, which is just opening up these borders, letting in anybody who wants to come for the quote-unquote American scream We'll talk more about this during the program. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, and Erskine is also with me. We're filling in for Alex today. Alex will be back Monday. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back right after we line our pockets with this important information. Stay tuned.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Welcome to the InfoWar. Honored to be with you. Thanks for joining us this beautiful Friday. 26th day of August, 2005. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones, also Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Great program here on GCN. Alex will be back on Monday, and I know you all are waiting for that. A lot of people have written me and said, what happened to Alex? Is he okay? Yes, he's okay, folks, and he'll be back bigger and better than ever before this next Monday on Genesis Communications Radio Network. Erskine, I want to go over this story real quick. Bus bomber stopped for a Big Mac before the killing started. This is located at Infowars.com. Suicide bomber Hasib Hussein, another Hussein, ate the last meal at McDonald's before blowing up number 30 bus on July 7th, killing 13 people. Hussein also made a number of telephone calls, at least one of which was to his fellow bombers, before carrying out the attack on the bus, which exploded in Tavistock Square in London. There were reports last night that he may have spoken to two other bombers. Now, there's an inherent problem with this story, and they've figured this out by the closed-circuit TV cameras, which are every 2 feet in London. The 18-year-old believed to have been captured by that as he was entering the fast food outlet after coming out of King's Cross. Now, a comment here by the webmaster, and I agree with this, the portrait of a really hardcore Muslim fundamentalist who hates Western values visiting McDonald's before blowing himself up. That's exactly what I'd do before bombing a bus by a Big Mac. These guys were clearly dupes who thought they were part of a drill. When the drill went live and the tube started blowing up, Hussein obviously freaked out and started calling his friends. And I think that that's a pretty good analysis. I mean, look, if I'm having my last meal, I'm a suicide bomber. Also, my little point here, my two cents is, I certainly wouldn't be eating a McDonald's. I'd get a nice juicy steak if that was the case. But here's also quite a contradiction, Erskine, in the story, and we're going to take calls here coming up pretty quick, so everybody be patient. This is from the story from the London Underground. Sorry, let me try that again, folks. The London Independent. Quote, all four bombs were triggered by the bombers pressing a button and not through mobile telephones. In other words, these were not done now by masters remotely. The disclosure contradicts theories that the four may have been duped into becoming suicide bombers. Now, Erskine, I think they had to put that in there because so much news was coming in that the organizers of the London bombings were working with MI6. And that story, of course, had to be spiked and obliterated from cyberspace and from the mainstream media. Of course, you know, good patriot sites will carry all of this information. But this contradicted the initial story, and it put them in danger of being exposed as pulling off these bombings as part of a state-sponsored terrorism event. So they had to revise the story now that these bombers were actually independently or working as a group. Of course, we can call that a conspiracy. They set the bombs off themselves, despite the fact that multiple reports of not only bombers not being anywhere near the bus bombings, and some reports that the bomb was underneath the bus, but also other reports that the bombers were panicking as something was going off in their rucksacks. Erskine?
I think there are two critical things to be noted. Number one, the type of explosives used is the type of explosives that is only held by the military. It wasn't some homemade bomb made out of, ammonia nitrate or something like that. This was a very, very high-grade explosives. Number two, what type of event was going on that day? Was there not a mock drill of this happening? Coincidence? Yeah, right.
As we know,
did he supersize that meal?
Of course he did. It's an extra 10 cents. Who wouldn't?
Absolutely. Got himself a little bit bigger Coke and some more extra fries, and so he almost probably blew it because he was eating those fries and having that Coke and eating the Big Mac. That's exactly what anybody would do. Your stomach, if you were doing something like that, would have to be a knot. You would probably be fasting or doing something else. I mean, absolutely ridiculous
story. Also, you know, we have to harken back to 9/11 here, and the night before these bombers were about to go meet their...
they went to a strip bar.
They went to a strip club and got drunk and of course, conveniently left their Korans in the strip club. This is the behavior of fundamentalists.
No, Jack, you don't understand. That's preparation for 72 virgins.
I mean, if any of it made sense, I would have at least, you know, some doubt in my mind, and I wish I could, Erskine, have some doubt that our government isn't trying to cull and hurt us.
Oh, there's no question about it. The only thing is we're considered nutcases because, or we're considered anti-American because we bring out what is the truth. And since when has the truth been anti-American?
If we were really American, we'd shut up and support our troops, Erskine. We'll just play American music for the rest of the program, or we'll come back and take your calls immediately. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after these important messages. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta Synthetic Two-Cycle Oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR. Available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. Been called weapons of mass enlightenment. This is Alex Jones' new film. I think it's his best film so far. It's three films in one, 3 hours long. Shows you what the modern-day police state looks like as thousands of peaceful protesters are forcibly detained at Gitmo-style detention camps called Pier 57 during the 2004 Republican National Convention. How multitudes of New Yorkers and others are fully aware of the fact that 9/11 was an inside job and are now actively exposing the people behind it. Goes all into the details of the collapse of Building 7, probably the best analysis I've seen, both film and otherwise, of the collapse of Building 7. Goes into Michael Moore, a lot of confrontations with global super elite such as David Gergen. Really something to see, folks. If you have not seen this film, you need to see it, and you need to get it. It supports this work, and I think if you people had any idea how expensive this show and Alex's operation was to run, you would all be getting this in support of Alex Jones, who is really out on point in the info war. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, learn the terrifying secrets that hold the future of the world in its grasp. Call now to get this great film, 888-253-3139. You're authorized to make copies for educational purposes. Show them on cable access all over the country. 888-253-3139. Order that film today. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, or simply go to Infowars.com and order it online. I know there are specials if you buy a quantity. Of course, there's a lot of other great merchandise and a lot of other great books and films there as well. And while I'm on the topic, I want to just announce and give a quick plug to some people in Missouri who are showing this film. So if you hadn't had a chance to see it and you want to go hang out with like-minded people, I know they'll pack this thing out, so you want to get tickets immediately, just simply go to tickets.home.mchsi.com. tickets.home.mchsi.com. They'll be showing Martial Law, Rise of the Police State on 9/11 and 9/29 this year in St. Louis, Missouri, I believe. And also you can get information about other films. I know they're showing the Dave and Joyce Von Kleist film, Beyond Treason. They'll be showing that as well in St. Louis. And I believe Joyce Riley is even going to be speaking at that event. So if you live in Missouri, no excuses. Go down and check that out. Erskine, let's take some calls. How's that sound?
That sounds good, but that's also available VHS or DVD.
VHS or DVD. Again, 888-253-3139. 1-800-259-9231 to get in today's program. We got about 2.5 hours left, so we'll need your help. No guests today, just open lines the entire program. Of course, I'm Jack Blood, and Erskine from Erskine Overnight also sitting in for the one and only Alex Jones. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Bert in Louisiana. Bert, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
How you doing, Mr. Blood, Mr. Erskine? I appreciate you answering my call here.
You got it.
I have a question from yesterday's show and another question, if I could. After finding out the role LBJ had played in the Liberty, is it a far leap to maybe think that maybe LBJ did have something to do with John F. K.'s assassination? And Tommy Thompson of Wisconsin, you know, he wanted to play the leader of getting rid of welfare, and Wisconsin right now, where illegal aliens are given federal money to these illegals to buy homes for mortgages for homes in Wisconsin. And the senator from Wisconsin, Republican, said he was trying to pass a bill to stop this. Now, why would we have to have a bill to stop this when it's illegal,
illegal
to do that?
I know. It doesn't make any sense, and I heard that as well, and it's preposterous. And I should also add that Ranch Rescue in Arizona, and Casey Nethercott, had his property.
That's what I was going to ask you.
His own ranch was confiscated and given to the illegal aliens that he was trying to stop. Jack Foote, who also was involved in Ranch Rescue in Arizona, has, I believe, been sentenced to 10 years in prison for trying to defend our borders. Let me quickly comment about LBJ being involved in Kennedy's assassination. There's a great book out by Barr McClellan, who is Scott McClellan, that's the White House press secretary's father, where he pretty much comes out and says that and gives all of the evidence of what LBJ's role was in that. Now, we have to remember that, and of course, that interview is an interview that you could hear in the Alex Jones archives because he had Barr McClellan on his program. We have to remember that LBJ, back in the 60s, was known as the Brown and Root Man. That was kind of his title. That's where he got all of his funding in order to become the man he did, and of course, eventually President of the United States. Now, we know Brown and Root is now Halliburton, and part of the benefit, cost-benefit analysis, multiple benefits on multiple fronts, in Vietnam was the reconstruction and the oil drilling by who? Brown and Root. So the more things change, the more they stay the same, Erskine.
Now, there is the best book on the LBJ connection is called The Texas Connection. And that tells everything that LBJ was involved in. It talks about his mistress, whom he had a son by. It talks about how she was talking about what was going on. It talks about Jack Ruby. Goes into the whole thing. Was LBJ aware of the Kennedy assassination? Yes, absolutely. All the way up to his eyeballs. this was probably one of, until now, I would have said he was the dirtiest politician we've ever had in America, and probably the absolute dirtiest. There's no question he was part and parcel of the Kennedy assassination, yeah. But he was not the point man for planning it.
We could do a whole show on that, and let me just add that, you know, in my opinion, he was what I call a matrix mole. He was facilitating that organization, certainly not in charge of it. Bert,
absolutely, absolutely, Jack. You got it right on target.
Bert?
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to take this government back? And my theory is that maybe we should have a work stoppage in this country, but then again, they might bring illegals in to take our jobs over, so maybe that won't work either. Huh?
Well, all the jobs have been exported, don't you know? So many of them have been sent overseas, and then we've got so many illegals working here. I mean, if we all quit working, the honest people who are working, we'd have it wouldn't barely make a dent. That wouldn't do it. But what's going to happen, in my opinion, I think you're going to have the elitists going to war against each other. And when, you know, snakes always eat each other, don't they, Bert?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's how they do it in the mafia. You've got one capo going against another capo, and that's pretty much what we have here, are a group of capos, or as I like to call them again, matrix moles. But, you know, Bert, I've always been a big believer in voting for your dollars, not being a consumer and being a producer. So that's one way, of course, that we can start leveraging the country back. I think that we need to run our own politicians in local elections for city council. And maybe sometimes less glamorous positions. We need to, of course, get out on the front lines regarding electronic voting. And I think also one of the perennial issues of our day is this free trade area of the Americas, which will come up to a vote probably within the next 10 to 12 months. That is the final strike, the loss, total loss of our sovereignty, thanks to the Council on Foreign Relations. So here's a couple of things we can do. But, you know, what's really important, Erskine and Bert and all of you out there listening, it's so important to try to get out to new people, get them educated on the facts, exactly, you know, what's really going on, and not the propaganda and the rhetoric coming out of the White House or the mainstream media, and get more people on our side, because the more people that start thinking for themselves, that start standing up for themselves, that join us linked arm in arm to oppose this illegal government, this unconstitutional government and police state, the better off we're going to be. And it's just as simple as that. You got to go out and tell five people today, Bert.
I will, and listen, if we could get the black community to unite with us instead of thinking that the white establishment is for the white common person and make them believe they're not, yeah, we might get something done in this country.
Thanks for the call,
Absolutely
Bert.
Absolutely right. Now, one of the things that has given me pause is the fact that places like Canada, they're very upset with NAFTA. It's not working for them. They know it. The United States on softwood lumber has absolutely every turn they have lied about that. Places like Mexico is not happy with the NAFTA. They are unhappy. These free trade agreements, other countries are seeing it for what it is. They're starting to fall apart. This is not going to hold together any more than Europe could get a constitution that all the people wanted. Once it went to a vote, they lost.
The people are starting to understand the concept of nationalism and sovereignty. Unfortunately, Vicente Fox and Paul Martin, along with George Bush, are right on the page with the CFR where they want to eliminate these borders. And again, that's something we could really talk about. You know, Malcolm X, talking about, you know, the African-American community getting together with the rest of us here. And this is what Malcolm X figured out and why they had to kill him and that he had to be assassinated. I don't know if Pat Robertson was behind that, Erskine, but he realized that it wasn't just the blacks being oppressed. It is generally the people in the lower, middle to lower classes. Of course, now we're seeing the elimination of the middle class here. So that's going to make even more people poor and subjugated to the federal government. So I think people are waking up, and, you know, we covered Kanye West. Very brave guy, man. Erskine, he's a multi-platinum a recording artist, a Grammy Award-winning recording artist who's now starting to understand that AIDS, for instance, was engineered to steal the resources from Africa, that Africa is being locked up under this African Union, and he's getting out and starting to speak, really risking the millions and millions and millions of dollars that he will, you know, be projected to make over the next couple of years. I wish we had more people like that, Erskine.
We've done a terrific number of shows with talking about AIDS and chronic fatigue, where they both were engineered, and the reasons that they were engineered, and we're going to see more with the bird flu pandemic, which is on its way. They're telling you that if they're bringing it in, and this is part of the New World Order, their population reduction, but I believe that there are a lot of things that could happen between now and then.
The herd is being culled. In fact, I noticed that InfoWars has just been updated, and their top story, spread of bird flu, is a, quote, national emergency. So they're going to be scaring us with that phony thing again. Of course, we exposed that years ago, Erskine, when they were threatening us with bird flu and had Dr. Len Horowitz on, among others, who set the record straight. And let me tell you, they were exactly right. Again, all of the neocons on talk radio shows all over the country scaring us with bird flu. Our little show in Providence, Rhode Island put the truth out. And who was right? We were right. The big mainstream media was wrong. And no wonder they have no credibility, Erskine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the fact of the matter is they are absolutely scaring the people to death. It's like the country's being led by the directors of Fear Factor.
I hear also Bush is reading a book. Now, it's been pointed out to me that he doesn't read, and I believe the book might have been upside down for the photo op, and I'm sure he grabbed it off of Dick Cheney's desk, but it was a study of the 1918 Spanish flu. Kind of weird when our Lord Bush is reading that type of material, at least pretending to read it. 1-800-259-9231. Lines are open for the entire program. Ron in New York, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello. I'm going to get to my main point, and I appreciate if you know, let me express that, but I want to digress for a moment based on two things that you spoke about and your caller brought up. With reference to that poor rancher in the Southwest who lost his ranch, listen, I have to say this because this is in my craw. We have no one to blame, in a sense, but ourselves, because let's face it, when the stuff hit the fan with that guy, he was flying by the seat of his pants to defend himself. I'm not sure if he even had a legal defense, and if he did, I'm sure it was Mickey Mouse in quality, and he had to go up against a monolith, all right, to defend himself. And the so-called concerned community that at least pays verbiage to this guy, and we feel sorry for him, as far as I know, didn't come forward with one dime for a legal defense to this guy. So we got to start organizing ourselves financially so that we have some financial power, as well as, I guess, having the truth or the moral power on our side. Because that's a very important factor in organizing.
I can't really disagree with any of that, Ron.
Okay. Secondly, you brought up the fellows in London that blew themselves up. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If we use the stereotypical profile that we're told every day from law enforcement officials that constitutes a suicide bomber, those guys didn't fit that profile. They weren't nervous. They weren't sweating. My best guess is, in my opinion, is those young men never thought those bombs were going to go off. Well, they were attached to those bombs. If they even knew they were bombs, I don't know. But I don't think they ever believed that they were going to wind up being suicidal sacrifices.
If they were even carrying the bombs.
Right. So that's something that's very salient here that has to be looked at. Now I want to get on to my points, my main points, why I called. If you read today's New York Post, page 10, or front page on today's New York Sun, and of course I'm calling from New York City, you will see that the NYPD has now purchased 50 caliber Barrett weapons, which I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of ironic because a short time ago, the commissioner of the New York City Police Department did a piece on 60 Minutes in which he was criticizing and condemning the gun and the sale of the gun to people, the few that there are, who probably buy them to shoot at 10-foot by 10-foot wooden targets somewhere out in the Arizona desert. He wants to mount these guns on helicopters, police helicopters. Now, anybody who knows anything about weapons, and I do, okay, I come retired law enforcement, and I have a long history and knowledge of weapons, knows that, given the circumstances, that you have an urban center with the high concentration of population, the highest probably in the United States, and the instability of a platform like that, that's not the type of weapon you mount to a police helicopter.
Well, first of all, to my knowledge, let me just say this, Ron, that they already are mounted on police helicopters. I can tell you that I had a little incident while I was up covering the conventions in New York City in the Hudson River. We were out in a boat, and we were nearly assaulted. We were followed and harassed by Homeland Security boats that had exactly what you talk about, 50 caliber machine guns mounted on their bows.
Yeah, Ron's talking about New York City police as opposed to Homeland Security, right, Ron?
That's correct. And if you understand anything about the 50 caliber weapon, for those in your audience who don't understand, is not a sniper's weapon in the sense of a .308 caliber.
No, it would be a sniper's weapon if you're looking to take out a cow or something.
It's not the kind of thing where you look to fire one bullet, one person. It's an anti-armor weapon, or it's the kind of weapon that's used in a free fire or a hot war zone vis-a-vis Berlin, March 1945, Saigon, Tet Offensive, 1968, where you don't give a damn about any collateral damage. You're not worried about, well, you know, I might fire at X and wind up getting Y and Z and everybody else in the alphabet. That is not the type of weapon you use in a peacetime setting in the most populated American city.
Hey, Ron, the 50 caliber is hardly a pinpoint bullet, isn't it?
Period. That's correct. especially from a platform like a helicopter. It's an unstable firing platform. So if you're looking for pinpoint accuracy, that just makes a bad situation all the more worse because it's mounted on an unstable platform given winds and so forth and vibration and everything else involved in.
So your point is, Ron, they're looking to put that on an unstable platform like that because they're looking to use it in a position where they don't care. They're just going to shoot wildly.
Their actions speak to the fact that obviously they couldn't care because anybody with any level of concern or intelligence, which we'll presume, at least for the sake of this discussion, they have, would realize that that weapon is the wrong fit for an American city like New York, or for that matter, for any American city.
Somebody's planning for riots.
We got to go to break. Ron, great call. Thanks for the information. We'll come back, take Mike in Arizona. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
raging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Blood sitting in for the one and only Alex Jones. Alex will be back on Monday. Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Great, great program, folks. Great guests. Great weekly program every Saturday night, 12 midnight Eastern Time on Genesis Communications Radio Network. If you haven't heard Erskine, you really need to start listening on a regular basis, even if it's into his archives, because you're missing out. He does a fantastic job, and I'm proud to be here with you today, Erskine. So much news to talk about, but I think this is an open line Friday, so let's go back to the calls. Anything that you want to discuss, there's a new CIA panel. The CIA will be investigating itself over 9/11. That's the Fox watching the hen house. Cops from five states are suing Taser International for serious injuries. A lot of news to talk about, but whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Erskine, let's hear what the people have to say. Mike in Arizona, you're up on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment briefly about this, Robertson comments. You know, it's not a coincidence that, people like Robertson, Falwell, and Tim LaHaye with his fanciful end times theories are constantly paraded before us.
Yeah.
Well, they're paraded before us on the TV. I mean, can you think of an uglier face for the Christian community than these people? I mean,
analogously, the guilt by association is what you're saying.
Well, absolutely. I mean, young people, grow up. And they look and see someone like Robertson making these preposterous comments.
Jerry Falwell or Oral Roberts or even Bush, yeah.
I mean, if this is the leadership of the Christian church, then my goodness, I don't want to be a Christian. I mean, it's the same ploy they used with Arafat and the Palestinians. I mean, can you think of an uglier figure?
Well, one of their things, Mike, is that they believe that the world's coming to an end, we're all going to be raptured, and don't worry about it. So it effectively removes all the Christians out of the battle, as opposed to those who feel like if you're not standing up for something, you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand up. And these people are trying to take the Christian community out of any battle because, don't worry, Jesus is coming, he's going to make it all right, and everything's fine.
Well, and listen to your 501c3 paid and bought and paid for pastors and reverends around the country. But you make a really good point, and certainly, Erskine, you know this is part of the plan to demonize Christianity, demonize the Muslim religion, demonize even the Jewish religion. Because they've got something good to replace it with called secular humanism.
They're coming out of the Oxford University Press, which is owned and operated by who? By the Rothschilds.
Good, absolutely.
Good point. And then Bush came out, I think it was about a month ago, talking about how intelligent design needs to be taught in our schools. And, you know, just out of curiosity, I did a Google search on that word. The first sites I pulled up were all Raelian sites who also used that term, intelligent design.
Well, this is the same Bush that the born-again Christians think is such a good Christian man. And I've heard it, and I know, Mike, you've heard it from your friends who think that George Bush is a good Christian man. But it's the same George Bush who was giving the sign of Satan and his entire family at his inauguration. That's the real George Bush, the one who attends the Bohemian Grove, the one who laid nude in the coffin at the Brotherhood of Death, the one who gives the sign of Satan on his inauguration.
Mike,
he was born again. He was born again into the order of death.
Yes.
Not into Christianity or into Christ.
Order of Death is the other name for Skull and Bones. Yes, that's right.
Bush. To be talking about intelligent design, I mean, if that isn't a textbook definition of irony, I don't know what is.
You said it, Mike. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to take a quick break here, about 70 seconds. Come back for the second hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we'll go right back to more of your calls. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned, folks.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.